Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Is there sound? Oh, okay. Okay, then there's no sound going on here.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
Try again. What?
Where am I?
There you go.
In the village.
What do you want?
Information.
Whose side are you on?
That would be telling. We want information. Information. Information.
You won't get it.
By hook or by crook, we will.
Who are you?
The new number two.
Who is number one?
You are number six.
I am not a number. I am a free man. And away we go!
Good morning, Mr. Phelps.
Oh, shit! Damn
it! How many lumps do you want?
Oh, three or four.
You'll get nothing and like it.
You heard wrong.
Grenache. Do you need to relax and get away from it all?
My name, Jose Mana.
Terrible, terrible, terrible.
No, 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 come out.
I love to sing up. I love to sing up.
Giddy up.
This is Al Tijuana, my Jewish class, Pedro, Manuel, Pablo, Jose, Miguel, Ricardo, Juan, and Sheldon. Saying saludos amigos from downtown. Now that's what I call downtown. Keep asking for it. You're getting it. One more time. I like it. I'm asking for it. Give it to me, boys. One more time.
Olé!
Olé! And now, live from coast to coast, this is the Friday Possum Theme!
Uida wakidori ya unu ubure ya Ikashita style date janai Dakeredo isasaka kuishimbo Tobokita tokoro ga guai kyo Dakara suki piknik no basuketo no kashin ga me ga nai Stamina tsuketara sora yuke Yoki naku mada yoku magoro
the frog out of my throat, we can start the show there. Sorry about that beginning glitch. Because sometimes the shit's playing and I can't hear it. So I wasn't sure if it was playing and I couldn't hear it or if it just wasn't playing. Well, it turns out it just wasn't playing. So we got that all figured out. You are listening to the Grenache Network, home of the finest in radio entertainment. It's the home of the throat clearer. Perfected that. And the dog bark later on in the show. Herein you will hear such programs as the fake radio Possum Hour Mondays at I'm not going to tell you what time it is. If you're that interested, look it up. And then the Friday, well, figure it out yourself. Again, should be easy to figure that out. And then in between, it's clobbering time. Man, I really need to talk to clobbering. I need to call in there, man. I've been reading his favorite author for about a year. His favorite comic book author. We have so much to talk about, man. But that's a story for another day. Without any further ado.
You possum puss, get that punch out there or you'll get one from me. Go on.
It's fuck you, Gumby.
Ladies and gentlemen, Professor R.J. Gumby.
Grenache.
That's his own special applause. Yeah, for that thing.
Man. Wild. Are you all right over there?
I got the frog, man. The frog.
Yeah.
What's up with this, man?
Okay,
Well, I just got off work, man. So I'm like, you know, like all hyped up still from working.
You need some natties to flush that out.
Oh, we got Rolling Rock, man.
That'll do it.
A little more bite. Alrighty. Yeah, it was daddy-daughter Valentine Day party. How fucking cute is that?
Nice.
Jiminy Christmas. It was spewing cuteness left and right.
There you go. That's a good idea.
Lots of cool characters,
nice
too,
memories,
you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did a little girl looking up at her dad, and then the dad's looking at her, and there's a little heart between them, you know? Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Did you check ID? Make sure that that's actually their father? I mean, you know, you don't want any problems there.
Well, there was a couple I was going to say, boy, they must really favor mom, huh? Because cute little girl, ugly dad.
Mm-hmm.
You'll have that.
Oh, yeah.
What are you drinking? You sound like you're imbibing.
Well, yeah, I'm drinking my coffee. My coffee.
Coffee? You got the Kratom? Kratom coffee?
No. I kind of upped my doses of Kratom. Now I take a full teaspoon directly into the mouth and wash it down.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's what you
and
said.
Then
I have my coffee.
Yeah. It hits you faster, and it's a lot more. I'm now used to it that it's not making me ill or anything. It's working great. I love this shit. You gotta check it out, man. It's supposed to be very good for high blood pressure.
Take a look at that, man.
Yeah.
I mean, kind of the same lines as whatever that stuff is, the marijuana the kids smoke.
Yeah,
kinda like
CBD.
That. Mellows you out.
Yeah, but I like this, man. This Kratom is fucking the pit. Did you see that documentary I told you about?
No, I didn't watch it yet. No.
Yeah.
They had something on about, there was this phony thing on about stuff. And, you know, it's like you knew I was going to come out, but yet, you know, you watch it.
You know what
I think even Perry Mason would have lost that case. What's that?
Fridays. Boy, that show was...
Oh, you mean
funny.
The old show? The old,
yeah.
The old comedy?
Larry David must be embarrassed as fuck with that show. Yeah, that was not funny.
He did some terrible... Oh, there are Three Stooges sketches?
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Cringeworthy. Cringeworthy, man.
I saw it up to the famous Andy Kaufman fight. And then I just stopped. That was like episode 7 or 8.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought it had been on for a while, but I remember watching that night, and I thought, and Andy Kaufman used to fool me time and time again.
Yeah.
I fell for that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I should have known by then, don't trust anything Andy Kaufman does. But I bought
it.
I'm
so
like,
so real until the ending. The ending where the crew's there waving goodbye. You know, Kaufman's in the background. Two guys are holding him back and everything, and that just looked bad. You know, they would have kicked his ass right out of the studio if it was real. You know, not keep him hanging around in the back when they're waving goodbye.
Yeah.
And Jack Burns.
Still.
I didn't know Jack Burns was the host, was the producer of that show.
Yeah.
Who just recently died. Yeah.
Yeah, he was. He'd introduce each show. I remember that.
And he came out and started pushing Andy away, man. He looked like a little badass, Jack Burns.
Well, he had that leather jacket on, too, didn't he?
That's
wearing his leather.
Yeah, the old Fonzie.
satin jacket or something.
I should get
I fell for that, hook, line, and sinker. And then he came on next week, or 2 weeks later, and he said he'd gotten married to this blonde with big, country western hairdo, teased up, and he was going to be singing religious songs from here on in. And they were going to sing gospel together. Like, come on, man. Guy was never, he just one after another, you know. He was great. I miss him.
Well, my favorite story was while they were filming Taxi. Did you hear this? The kids wanted to go out. They wanted to go out to have a little something to eat after a taping. So they went to a restaurant, and Andy Kaufman was their waiter. And he got a job as a fucking waiter while doing the show.
I do recall hearing that. I didn't know they showed up and he was caught him.
Yeah,
that's crazy. He's a weird guy, man.
Uh-huh.
Took everybody out for cookies after the show one time. Concert show. Cookies and milk.
Boy, after reading an entire novel. I forget what book
that
was. The entire fucking novel.
The great Gatsby.
Yeah.
Well, hey, do you have a plug?
Yes, I do.
Beauty. That'll work. Yeah, Ted's lobbying hard. Maggie C. Maggie C's here, man. Did you see that?
Maggie C. We missed you, babe.
Cool. We ain't seen no Maggie C for a while. I was just thinking about her today, man. Maybe that's why she showed up.
I'm always thinking about Maggie C.
I was thinking, man, this is the last time we see Maggie C now. Alright, plug music. Here we go.
Alright. What's up for me
Hit
tomorrow
it.
morning? Tomorrow morning at 3 Eastern Time, Eminence Front Radio. Eminence is going to be doing a radio program theme called Midnight Soul. I don't know why midnight. Woo. I guess because soul, you know, needs some kind of Woo. Word to go with it. So Woo. Midnight Soul. Soul music.
Unless it's racist.
At 3 a.m. Yep. At 3 a.m. tomorrow. And you can listen to it live on www.wriu.org. Possum Blues at 4:30. There you go.
And judge for yourself. Radio. Judge for yourself.
There you
Don't
go. Judge for yourself.
Judge
bring
for
your bring your own soul. The Bring Your Own Soul show.
And that's real radio. That's not fake radio like this.
Uh-huh. With a makeshift chat room. You got to go to his page. I wish I could put the fucking link in the live.
Doesn't that just rankle you?
Yeah.
Well, there you go, the plug. Oh, yeah.
All right, damn. There you go. It's always a fun time.
Yeah. Yeah. I dig.
I'll be there for this one, even though I have a doctor's appointment tomorrow morning.
Oh, doctor's appointment. Oh, God.
And when I meet the doctor, it's going to be slicing up my eye.
Ooh, yikes. Yikes, 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 yikes. All right, here's for you. Kumquats!
There you go.
There you needed that. All right. Now, if that weren't enough entertainment for one evening, no, there's more. We're going to blow something up.
Oh, really? All right. Hi,
now,
Dan.
I may... in the past, have blown this up before. I know I've blown up Lionel Richie. I know I did Hello.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know if I did this one before. But everything, every Possum Hour, it's like deja vu Possum Hour. Every episode now. I'm like, sure, I've played all these things before. And we've said these things. I've read this news before. You know,
mm-hmm.
I think we're kind of into a Groundhog Day thing going on here.
Uh-huh. Well, we're closed in on 10
but that's
years.
Okay. I know. Oh, there's Ted. Wouldn't be a show without Ted. Be quiet. Hey, buddy. Okay, so Lionel Richie. And going out. Here we go, buddy. Lionel Richie and the Lady song.
Lady.
Lady. Lady.
I think
right.
He blew up dancing on the ceiling once. Here.
Yeah. Dancing on the ceiling. But this is the Lady.
Lady.
Take it away, Jerry.
When I die and go to heaven and see God, I'm going to say, fuck, fuck, fuck,
wait,
fuck.
That's the other one. That's Say You, Say Me. Sorry about that. Lady.
Why don't you watch where you're going? Relax. As soon as I eat this jelly sandwich, I'll help you guys. I can't work on an empty stomach.
Well, I'm hungry and I have
meat. Oh, shut up and finish your job.
Lady.
Well, lady.
I'm your knight. And I love you. You have made me what I am. I'm your
No, stop all that! What is
it?
What is
it?
What is that?
There's so many ways.
Not the
beast!
Not the
beast!
Ah!
Out of
my eyes!
Let me fall into my heart. Nevermore.
Pull the string.
In my
eyes.
Fucking asshole, fucking bad.
Fucking
bullshit, fucking shit.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
That's our Hitler!
Great stuff.
Absolutely. Okay. I think Ted's ready.
Nice little ditty.
Do you remember that from when we were kids?
No.
You know, radio.
It's ringing a bell now.
I know I've heard that, like, in a deep, dark, deep, dark past. It just had a familiarity. You ready, Ted?
All right.
Okay. It's time to do the roll call. Can you go, ruff, bark? Can you bark? Because we got Dr. Cake. Ruff, ruff, ruff.
Dr. Cake.
Ruff. That's it. That's my boy. That's my boy. Wouldn't be a show without Dr. Cake, right, Ted?
Dr. Cake.
Right? You wild-eyed maniac dog, you. And there's Ford Prefix here. He might be away from the keyboard, though. Is that okay with you, Ted?
Ford Prefix. There you go.
Ted's not really happy with that Ford. You probably should have, run that past him first, but it is what it is. Always check with Ted before you go away from keyboard.
That's right, man.
And there she is, the return, the triumphant return, your fave, Ted. Maggie C. What else?
It's so wild.
Yeah. I know.
He wants more of that coconut.
Ted's really excited to have you back. He's really excited to have you back. And finally, the Sinister Minister.
Hey. All right, Ted.
Of Finance and Parking. Yeah. That would be Professor R.J. Gumby.
Thank you, sir. Good to be here.
Oh.
Thank you, Ted.
Okay. Indeed. All right. Well, Ted, thank you. Wouldn't be the shout-outs without Ted the dog. And there you have it. Ladies and germs, Ted the dog, as opposed to Ted the human. the Possum Lounge.
With your super host, Commodore Decker.
As the Beaver.
Your guns and bring your friends. It is lots of fun to lose and to pretend. She is so overboard, stupidly self-assured, and I know that's a dirty word again. I'm the worst at what I do the best. For this lovely gift, sweet Jesus, I feel blessed. Upon my face, it was hard to find. Oh, whatever. Now. here we are now, darling, entertain us, please. I wish I was like you, 'cause you're easily amused, and I swear to you I don't have a gun. Oh, Courtney, with all the lights out, it is so much more dangerous. Here we are now, darling, entertain us, please. We like all the pretty songs, and we like to sing along. Okay, maybe I just might have a gun.
Don't have a gun.
There
you are correct, sir.
Okay. Yeah, we did play that one before.
I don't remember that, really.
Long. I mean, you know, that's got to be like 13, 14.
Okay.
Back then. I know Wendy was here still.
Yeah. Well, we were just kids. We were just,
we were just
putting
youngsters
on a show. Yeah.
I might have even been to 3 minutes.
Yeah,
we crazy as that sounds. But it wasn't this time. Ha ha! Man, that's a singularly embarrassing feeling came over me today, this evening, as a matter of fact.
All right, do tell.
Well, number one, I will say I had to drive through rush hour traffic to get to my gig tonight, and I was perfect. I mean, not presidential perfect. I mean, real perfect. Like, I didn't, you know, like, I just was so cool, you know, like, okay, well, here we are. Yeah. Stop and go on the highway. No problemo. I can deal with it. Just glad I don't have to commute in this shit, you know. So I was chilling. I think I may have outgrown my road rage, hopefully. Anyhow, the singular weird feeling was I'm driving down Fifth Avenue there, and I think I'm looking over my, you know, thinking going through my head, do I got everything? Holy shit, I forgot my gym crack.
Oh, you gotta have your gym crack.
Holy moly.
Oh.
And I mean, what did I, for 55 or so years, I drove around without a gym crack. No problem.
Now it's just a necessity, baby.
Oh, I'm thinking, holy jeez. What happens if I break down or have a, you know, blah, 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 blah. Get lost. Jeez, I turned into a gym crack pussy, like everybody else, man.
Well, we all are. We need it now.
I can't find where I'm at without my gym crack.
I got to look at pictures of kittens.
Yeah. Yeah, get your dosage. Man, that was cool. Well, that was one of the things I wanted to, that Kirby stuff I wanted to talk with Ben J. Grimm about on Clobbering Time. this one thing he come up with, these new gods. I think I've mentioned it before. They have this thing, the Mother Box, and it does more than a gym crack, but it really is kind of like a gym crack. It's a weird ahead of its time. Element in the story. Just a fabulous adventure I'm in the midst of right now.
When was
Fourth
it written?
World.
At that time?
Pardon?
And when was it written?
Do you
know? 70, 71. Ooh, okay, there you go. Some foresight there, okay.
And there was elements of Star Wars
like
in this.
Better. Oh, really?
What? Yeah.
The Mother Box. I liked it. Star Wars
Mother
in
Box.
It, too, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, and there's, you know, there's rumor that Spielberg, or No, what's his name?
Lucas.
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 Pilfered liberally from the Fourth World.
That's one of the key
elements of the story is the hero's dad is the villain, it turns out.
Okay.
In this thing. Just like Star Wars.
Wait a minute. Darth Vader is Luke Skywalker's father? Oh, thank you very much, sir. Thank you very much. Ruin that for everybody. All right. There you go. No warning.
Shoot, I should have warned there were spoilers tonight.
There you go.
Yes, Darth Vader is Luke Skywalker's dad.
That sounds like a good story.
It's pretty cool. It's very evolved, and I don't think he ever got to finish it. So I know at the end, once I finish reading it, I'm going to go, but is that it? You know, because he never got to finish it, really. It'd be interesting to see how it wraps up. But anyway, so yeah, I didn't have my mother box, and I was lost, man. I felt kind of, it's made me anxious.
Yeah. Made you feel naked. Naked to the world. Exposed to the world.
What if I have to make a call? But that's the thing. You can't. There are no phone booths, so it is a necessity. That's why I ended up getting a cell phone 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Okay, I got to tell Ted to shut up. Ted, shut up. I know. I drew two little girls tonight that were named Alice.
Love that name.
And not one
to make her come back.
I know, and not one of these little kids, not one of these little girls had a dopey spelling on their name.
Good. There you go.
I was like really proud of this group of humans tonight.
Good.
Like I said, two Alices. There was one kind of strange name, but it wasn't that strange. And since I'd had, you know, clear sailing the whole night, you know, and I'd spell it out and they'd go, yeah, and I'm like, sweet. They're spelling it correctly. So,
good. Maybe we're starting to be intelligent species again.
They may be hip. I don't know, though. They looked like they were all Republicans. But, you know, you can't really judge by haircuts anymore.
They probably thought they were misspelling it.
Well, maybe it's done full circle, and they've been misspelling names for so long. Now it's fashionable to spell it the right fucking way. Huh?
Hopefully.
Maybe they'll just forget about the dopey spelling thing. And
do that on everything. Like night. Night is N-I-G-H-T.
Oh, does that bug you? N-I-T-E?
That bugs me. Yeah, it is.
Tonight, T-O-N-I-T-E.
What bugs me is I actually believe these people don't know. I mean, usually they when you do posters and everything, it's supposed to be fun to put it that way. But now I seriously suspect that these people think that's actually how it's spelled.
I would say probably. Maybe even a majority of people in the United States aren't aware that that's a goofy spelling.
Yep. We're losing it.
And you know what? And here's the thing that's really troublesome about that. They don't care.
No. That's it. That's why,
and I hate to go Bobo on you, but that's why he's gotten away with all his stupid misspellings and shit in his tweets, because his fans don't give a fuck. They can't spell either. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, they probably don't even notice it. They're probably reading it
correctly.
Probably not. Well, I'm on my
way. I don't know. I mean, it's not a big deal. It's not really that big a deal, but I just feel like an idiot if I go back and I see a comment I wrote and it's something's misspelled or the grammar's fucked up. I think, like, I look like an idiot.
I mean, I really feel bad. I do.
I actually did kill myself once, but luckily on the third day I rose and again from the dead.
You're my messiah, Decker. I follow the show, baby. I follow
the hard
show.
Part was nailing myself to the cross, believe you me.
That takes talent.
It's that last nail that's the bitch. All right. all of a sudden I'm, what's his head there? The ooh-ooh guy. We got a Decker's dance tonight, man.
Ah, beautiful. We haven't had a Decker's dance.
The second coming and call me. That's when I was a lot younger when I had that, yeah. Not anymore.
Uh-oh.
The second coming. Well, I don't know. Maybe if I ate some oysters for dinner.
That's
some good seafood.
It takes me like 3 weeks to rejuvenate after the one. That's it. I'm done. I'm done.
All right. We haven't danced in so long, damn it. Let's dance.
I have no objection to the twist as such, but it does represent some kind of change in our standards. What has happened to our concepts of beauty and decency and morality?
If you don't do it, you're just considered out. I don't know of anyone that doesn't do it at the moment.
There's only one thing to do. If you want to go moo moo moo, you do the cow. You do the cow. If you really can't find relief from feeling like grass beneath, then do the cow. You do the cow. It's so divine to feel both minds, to do the cow. If you feel life is fear, but you want to persevere, then do the cow. You do the cow. If foolishness is how you feel, and it's getting a little real, then do the cow. You do the cow. Just look surprised, we'll take in time to do the cow. You just get on all fours, and you look real bored, and make a chewing motion, indefinitely, and now, you're doing the cow. There's only one thing to do, if you're fuzzy and close and loose, you do the cow, you do the cow. If you find yourself in the mood, to eat 40 pounds of food, you do the cow. You do the cow. Just be a bud and chew your cud and do the cow. Everybody move! It's so divine to feel bovine. Just look surprised, we'll make it high. Just be a bud and chew your cud and do the cow.
Oh yeah. Beauty.
Okay.
Beauty.
Woo! Yeah, baby.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's how I like it. Oh, yeah.
That was a hell of a dance party, Decker. You throw great parties.
Decker's dance, man.
Uh-huh.
You can't beat that with a stick.
Uh-huh. Fuck the soul train.
Well,
fuck those dance shoes.
We've been joined by Cheeks, a.k.a. Sweet Alice. Apple Cheeks.
Sweet Alice. In the house.
And it's a good
it's
thing because we were coming apart. No,
yeah,
earlier in the show, I mentioned that I drew two little girls that went by the name of Alice tonight.
Alice is making a comeback.
So, Alice is making a
comeback.
Big... I didn't do any boys, man. Just the dads, and they were either dad or daddy.
Uh-huh.
I like the little girls that insist, no, it's daddy. I call you daddy. And I'm like, aw. And I'm sitting there thinking, man. Wish I had a little girl. They're so cute. I love you, daddy. And then I'm thinking, Yeah, and then they get to be teenagers. No, thanks.
And that's, And they're actually worse than the boys when they hit that age. I think, anyway.
Oh, man. So, but they were cute.
Those
they were all sweet little, cute little girls. They were all dressed up, too. And the guy, you know, the dads had ties on most of them. Jackets.
Yeah, as well as should be.
Shoot.
It's a date with her daughter. Date with her
daughter.
Yeah,
it was a daddy-daughter date night. It was really cute. And, you know, I didn't have to wait around for the check, which was nice.
There you go. Okay. That's always a plus, right?
Absolutely.
Handful.
We're getting, well, I had a stepdaughter there for a couple of years.
That's right.
Oh, the howler monkey. Yikes.
Howler monkey.
Tell me about it.
There you go. I bet you she was a cute little girl. Look at it that way.
I'd take some action on that, Jack.
Take a spin. You could be a winner. Awesome. Yay. What is it?
Well, good point, Cheeks, because the girls do a better job of the caretaking and stuff.
I apologize for that, but I think you'll find this a bit more interesting.
Is that so?
This is prove it.
I bought all this stuff lately, you know, that I had to buy, and I got a little buyer's remorse on a computer, man. The computer's fault, man. It's not the processor's not processing fast enough. I'm faster than the screen is. That ain't Blog Talk's fault. What is it, Master Ted? Fuck Blog Talk, that bastard.
Fuck them. Although they're starting to put us up there in the top 13 anyway.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, every
I haven't looked at
again,
that shit in like 5 years.
We're not on it now. But we were number 5 yesterday.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh, I did listen to the beginning part of the show. Maybe that was it. It pushed us right up to 5.
That's what it is. You did it. You did
it.
That's
what it was. I wanted to hear. Man, I'm having trouble with the sound levels. When Dr. Squinjili called in, he was a little loud. That's all I wanted to check. Anyway, time for 3 minutes. You'll never, ever get back, and it's not Yoko Ono. Hit it.
Clock. My people rang me up a couple of weeks ago. Yeah, I've got people and a phone and a grasp on the passage of time. Yeah, they rang me up, said, Tim, will you go on Ruth Jones' show? They want you to sing a song, it'll be fine, fine, fine. But the problem with my particular oeuvre is that half my songs are 5 minutes and over. And the wisdom here at the BBC is that viewers switch off if you go past 3. And a lot of my songs have a bit of bad language, which causes the viewers untold anguish. It seems their tolerance for smuttiness is reserved for pussy puns on Are You Being Served? And so I need a song that only goes for 3 minutes without no bums or blasphemy in it. A lovely little song specifically written for the delicate skin of middle-class Britain. I need a song with a chorus and a verse with no nasty-ass cussing and a cussing. I'm a little too lewd and a little too long. I gotta find myself a 3-minute song. And they said, remember, boy, that music is light lovemaking. It's simply self-indulgence to take it past 3 minutes. Remember, boy, that music is light lovemaking. Everybody loves the penis, but length must have a limit. So you need a song that only goes for 3 minutes without no pornography or politics in it. You're a little verbose and a little bit wrong. You gotta find yourself a clean living 3-minute song.
300 beats at 100 beats a minute with nice clean jokes and a hoedown in it. Something for the telly that never ever fails to appease the viewers of BBC Wales. And even in the bridge, I won't be lyrically adventurous, intellectually unmentionous, or racially contentious, and I won't make double entendres at the expense of the Chinese. But China is a country that can bring me to my knees. But China, but China, but China, but China, but China is a country that will bring us to our knees. Ooh, Mr. Humphreys, my pussy is all wet. Two, three, foreskin. I need a little happy, clappy country song. Nice and repetitive and not too long. Boring enough, but not too boring. With a key change here to prevent me snoring. I need a song that is only 3 minutes, without no buggery or blasphemy in it. Something with a pleasing rhyme and rhythm. Well, if you can't beat them, get conservative with them. More tickets to my concerts by convincing the viewer that musical satire hasn't progressed since Victor Borga. You've got a telly and I wanna be in it, and apparently you'll only watch for 3 minutes. Yeah, apparently you'll only watch for 3.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
News of the present, the man to whom the news wouldn't be the news without the news, here's Dickie. May the good fairy sprinkle stardust on your bippy.
Ted had to go out. The gift that keeps on giving. It's my advice. Don't ever give anybody a dog. You know? It's not a good idea for a gift.
Oh, it's going on in this world today. Now.
I don't, you know, there's got to be some story.
Gotta be.
Death of the Constitution.
Oh, Christ.
Oh. Man, this guy here, this one guy on my Facebook page posts these stupid headlines. I know this has to be a fake news thing.
Yeah.
And he keeps posting them, and I think he thinks they're real. Because he'll go, you can't make this shit up. He always says that, too. That's a, you know, he'll post, you can't make this shit up. And I think, well, no, they did. They made that shit up, dude.
But that sounds like a funny line, though. So you really can't take this guy, whether he believes it or not.
Yeah. He could be joking.
But who knows, man? It's a shame.
I don't know if he thinks, yeah. So, anyways, we'll indulge.
Lay a couple
in the fake news. Just one fake news story. This guy.
You can't make this
right,
shit up.
I gotta get back to that. You can't make this shit up.
You can't.
Irish midget accused of posing as a leprechaun to extort sex from 26 women in exchange for pot of gold.
Now, why are you doubt that, Commodore? Why do you doubt that one?
A 3-foot, 4-inch tall Irishman was arrested this morning for allegedly taking advantage of credulous women by posing as a leprechaun and extorting sexual favors in exchange for a fictional pot of gold hidden at the end of the rainbow.
Whatever works.
Oy. Yeah.
Take advantage of that. It's shirtless. Whatever works.
But then they'll have a picture. They got a picture of a policeman here. Seamus Murphy.
Oh, jeez. Christ.
I mean, it looks totally legit, the picture of the cop, you know. Why do they do this? I don't understand, because it's not really that funny. You're not the Onion, really, and I don't even know if the Onion's that funny. This is the World News Daily Report, where facts don't matter. That should be the giveaway. That's fake news. Idaho teen sexually assaulted by a grizzly. Oops, I missed it. Anyhow, enough of that. As Joe Biden would put it, malarkey.
Wait a minute.
Have you seen that guy lately?
Some of the girls in the lounge want to know where they can get a hold of this leprechaun. They're asking. They want that pot.
I don't know. I think he's in Ireland.
Were you about to say that, Biden?
Oh, Biden, did you see this guy again? He's picking fights with people. What's his fucking problem,
it,
man? I don't know who's lost it worse, him or Bobo.
Uh-huh.
They both
They're
are kind of like... This guy's like just asking him a question, and he starts grabbing his coat, and he's like, yeah, you know, hey, why don't you vote for Frank Zappa or something? It's like, dude...
Okay.
You need to fucking, like, get a grip, old man. You know?
It's
the fact is, you got to get a grip. And this is the front runner. This is the front runner, man.
Yeah. This is our fucking nation.
Joe Biden.
What happened?
Because we're in the six. We got a moron in the White House. So, hey, let's replace him with this moron. You know? What? Well, no.
Maybe that's
how about a non-moron?
Doing.
A non-dumb guy.
To the Bobo supporters.
Could be.
I don't think
he is. I think that he's just... He doesn't really want to be doing this, and it's a pain in the ass, and, like, you know, don't ask me questions I don't want to answer, and he gets pissed off. Because he's an old man. I'm an old man, and I get pissed off at shit, you know?
Wow.
It's like, Christ,
wow.
He's like 30 years older than me.
Oh.
Criminy. Well, maybe 30.
Bitter
20.
Old man. Bitter old man.
God.
He's
going to be out in front of the White House. Get off of the South Lawn! Get off of the South Lawn!
Richard.
I think he's lost his edge. All right. Now, this is more fake news from that stupid fake news site. Dagnabbit.
You can't make this shit up.
You can't make this up. Saudi man faces 1,000 lashes for having sex with vacuum cleaner. Come on, man. You can do better than that. That's not even funny.
Fucking, no.
I mean, we got real guys in Ohio fucking picnic tables, all right?
No lashes.
You know? I mean, you can't make that up. That's the...
We got pictures of that one.
Guy's a serial patio furniture rapist, man.
Patio fucker.
Didn't he come back the next year with another one? It was the same guy? Shitting his back.
You can't turn it off, baby. You can't turn it off. Once you take that furniture sex, that's it, baby. You're hooked.
So, have you seen the little girl, the weather activist, Greta Thunberg?
Yeah.
Thunberg.
Yeah, what about her?
And I guess she's got Asperger's or something like that, you know. And she's very well-spoken and just amazingly mature for her age. She's got a lot of people against her because of the, you know, I don't know, people don't like science anymore or something. But this one lady called her an autistic fucking wench, okay? So some guy rigged this whole rigmarole to invite this lady on to accept an award. It was the Campaign to Unify Nation Trophy, C-U-N-T. And they got a picture over there accepting the award and everything. And, somehow he pulled this off.
I like it.
Revenge is a dish best served with yucks.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well done, sir. Well done.
it was a close call for Pittsburgh this week. On Wednesday night, two satellites were on a possible collision course right over Pittsburgh, man.
Oh.
Could have been spraying space junk onto the Stillers and that down there.
Uh-huh.
On Earth.
Wait.
But anyways.
They almost had a collision?
Yeah, these two satellites.
All that fucking space? What are the chances of that?
Oh, no, man. Dude, have you ever seen... that's a big problem, man. Because shit orbits, man. It doesn't, like, go away. So anything that, is stuck there in the orbit is in the orbit. So it's getting... And then, like, if you're shooting off in a space shuttle or something, and you hit a little, nut and bolt or something that's floating around out there, you can knock one of the tiles off your thing. You come in a thing, you burn up, boom, they're writing songs about you. You're yesterday's news. That's a big problem with space clutter. Space clutter is a big problem, man.
Yeah,
and the further we go, the
space,
more
though.
Satellites they put up there, it's harder and harder to shoot a rocket up to find a clear space.
No shit. I didn't know that.
It's true.
A fucking problem. No shit.
Yeah, because that shit doesn't just float out into space. It stays. It stays in an orbit.
It stays in the hemisphere. Yeah.
Mhm. Pretty weird shit, man.
Interesting.
Yeah, I saw. There's a video which kind of like they do a computer simulation of what it's like. It's like, wow, man. It's a little bit congested up there. Goes on. Anyway, the big news this week, of course, was your coronavirus.
Yes.
Because if the satellites would have collided over Pittsburgh, that'd have probably been the biggest story. But it was a near.
Yeah,
that's the thing.
It
wasn't a near miss. It was a miss. Near miss would be a hit, but it was a miss, and it's not as big news. People like when blood.
Now it's only a blurb on page 7.
Yeah, page 7.
But if it hits,
maybe 9. Maybe 9.
Maybe.
Depends on how many pages. Well, they only got about 9 pages now. All right, the coronavirus, man. And we were talking earlier about how people don't care about how to spell and shit. A whole lot of people think that the coronavirus is somehow connected.
Now, do you think that's true?
The beer.
I mean, are we really that stupid?
Yes, I believe it.
Unbelievable.
Dude, I read some shit on some of these. I'll read some shit people write, like comments, and you just go, wow. These fucking people are walking around paying bills, driving cars.
Unbelievable. And having kids.
Yeah, they don't.
Uh-huh.
And having kids.
More
bro,
stupid
oh my
kids.
God, Himmel.
Yep.
And it's just, I don't know. They're blissful.
They really think that.
Because, you know, ignorance is bliss. But yeah.
Uh-huh.
Disturbing number of people. I'm sure it's not a huge majority, but
I don't know anymore.
It's probably about that 35%.
Jesus Christ, what a sad
fucking
world.
The guys with the red hats. These are all
uh-huh.
guys with the red hats.
Uh-huh.
It's probably a deep state conspiracy.
Blame Mexico. They're blaming, that's it. From
Mexico. I forgot. We were on the trolley there. The next article is from Rolling Stone. It says QAnon. Now, you remember QAnon? We talked about that a little bit?
No.
The way out there conspiracy fucks. They're like, wee-wee-woo.
Okay.
Anyway, they're telling people to... Oh, God. They're telling... The QAnon YouTubers are telling people to drink bleach to ward off coronavirus.
I'm all for that. I am all for that.
That may, you know, that may solve a lot of problems right there. Yeah,
it will.
That may.
It will. Weed out the... weed out the fucking idiot. Drink your bleach, kid. Drink your bleach. You think that's...
it's in the herd, just in the right area there.
Natural selection.
Yikes. This is true shit, man. That's not the fake news. That's the real shit.
Oh, Jesus. They have any reports that Orion drank the bleach?
No. They're just these videos are
probably,
up, though. I don't know if they take them down, but...
I'm all for that.
Well, I don't know. Did they say anybody drank the bleach?
Probably not.
No.
Probably no.
Yeah. That Rolling Stone there, you know. One of the guys that started the Rolling Stone built this wacky McMansion in my old hometown.
McMansion? What's with the Mick?
Yeah, you know, like...
McMansion.
Well, they call these McMansions because they're just... They're tacky.
Okay, kind of like a Scottish-type thing or a McDonald's? Yeah.
No, like McDonald's, like tacky McDonald's.
Oh, okay.
McMansion.
Oh, okay.
But this thing
That's
was
weird.
Huge. It was like acres and all these spires and goofy shit and opulent junk. And it was on, and then they divorced. It was on the market for like 15 years, 20 years maybe.
Okay.
And the pictures from inside were crazy, Tom. But anyway, that was one of the Rolling Stone guys. Now it's a winery where they charge way too much money. That's what happens when you marry someone that ran a Rolling Stone. It wasn't Ann Winter, but I don't know who it was. One of them guys. Happy days are here again. All right. What's that?
No, I was just about to say, you know, it's just people that... If you're successful and you have money, don't get married, people. Don't get married. This poor sap was probably... A reporter or something at the time, and her name became, they got the money. Yeah.
She was just a local yokel, you know, a Yunzer. I'm sorry. Maggie C was digging the background music. Gave it a cut. Well, sad news, I must say. You might have seen this, because we got some of the same. Neo-celebrities or near-celebrities. The end of New York City's iconic Friars Club.
Oh, yeah.
Gone. Done, through, completed, finished. Can you believe it? Man.
Yeah.
That seems so iconic.
Uh-huh.
Ted.
But.
Shush.
But today's kids, man, they don't want that. That is PC, what they've been doing there.
Well. There's no Sinatra to
Ted
hold
Danson.
Court. There's no Rickles.
Ted Danson and blackface.
Remember that? That was.
Oh
that
yeah.
That was a good 20 years ago, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I bet. Getting Ted a treat.
I think we. I think we talked about it on the show. So put him in that part back.
Oh really? It happened while we were doing the show.
Yeah. I think.
Man, I can't imagine that because the goddamn dude's been on for 10 years.
He's been married to Mary for a while. Maybe you're right.
Yeah, he's been married to her and man, Whoopi hasn't looked doable for at least 20 years.
Well, you know, it was questionable then.
We all kinda wondered about you there, Ted. Yeah, because he could have had anybody, but Whoopi? Really?
Now.
But now. Oh, man. She wears like a
sweetheart.
She wears a garbage bag on the show, The View, or something. You know, like it. tents and billowy blankets and things.
African wear.
She doesn't even really have outfits. She just like tarpaulin.
Mary Seabury, man. She's a fucking sweetheart. Mary.
Oh. And she's aged very well.
Yeah, she did. She's in that show Justified, my favorite fucking television show. Well, my second favorite. Justified. She's great. She's a sweetheart. She can sing, too. She can sing the blues great.
I caught the first episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm. Speaking of Mary Steenburgen.
But
I can't find a good... Oh, what's it on?
I got it on was it Netflix, I think. Is it Netflix or Hulu?
Netflix?
I forget what I'm watching.
I think
but
it's
right
on Hulu.
Right now I'm in the season 6 for Leon. Leon's talking about how to get in that guy. That Leon,
well, they got the new season.
New season I haven't seen. That's on HBO. I don't get that. Yeah, I got to wait for that.
I saw the first episode. Yeah, I saw the first episode.
I'm binging the whole thing again.
It's on some hinky website. I caught it. And then I was like, okay, cool, now. And then the second episode, and I can't find it. It's like, fuck. Damn you, legitimate TV. Oh, well. See you
And Northern Exposure is my favorite television show, Magic. I love Northern Exposure. Great show.
Curb my favorite show. I don't know if I could say it's my favorite show.
I'm not laughing like I was the first time I binged it.
No.
Yeah.
No.
I mean, it is funny.
No.
It's a great show.
I hear you.
Yeah.
It's not Friars Club funny.
Uh-huh. There you go.
All right, let's try to end this segment, news segment with All right, this one looks promising. Weird news. Okay, this is Bismarck, North Dakota.
All right.
Why are you talking about a Georgia man? All right. Anyway, Georgia man breaks into Taco Bell, prepares food, takes nap. That's the headline. We did this one. Damn it.
Well, I don't know, man. It happens so often. It could be a new one.
No, it was Christmas Day.
Take the fucking nap.
Yeah, it was Christmas Day, and they weren't open. He wanted some Taco Bell, so he, like, went in, made his chow, and then laid down.
I feel for him. Man wants tacos. Christmas.
Yeah, you know, it's a Christmas tradition somewhere, I think.
Taco Bell, for fuck's sake.
Taco Bell. Oh, okay, well, we could... The thing about the wall, the border wall.
Yeah. Yeah.
It blew down.
Yeah, yeah.
The wall, dude.
Well,
dude wanted to build a wall and fell down.
Uh-huh.
It fell down. We did talk about a jip.
Yeah, it was a strong wind. It came down by a strong fucking wind. There you have it.
And that was the joke. You know, you would think a wall built by that guy would be able to avoid the draft, right? Whoa.
I didn't hear that one.
But then I'm reading this other article, and it says there's places on that particular thing where they have to have floodgates that open.
Yeah.
Because just because of the, you know, the terrain and the.
I didn't think of that, but it makes sense.
Yeah, there's like flash floods down there in that area. They have storm gates, so they have to leave these storm gates open all summer. So, you know.
Uh-huh.
You worry about people coming over. It pretty much goes through the floodgate. You know, hey, okay, bend down. You got to bend down. You got to be able to bend down.
There you go.
If you can bend down, go forward, you're in. Crazy. Uh-huh. That's why I'm not present.
Stupid is what it is.
That's why I'm not present.
Well,
I guess that's everything.
Money. That's what we're paying for. That is fucking Gotham.
Oh, man. Tending even the
his wife
tip of the ice boy.
New York.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Red hats don't see that.
No. Well, that's the thing where they're snatching all those people at the border, right?
Yeah.
They're all follow the money on that, right? Why are they doing that?
Uh-huh.
Do they hate those people? Not really. When they lock them up, they're getting $500 a night for each one of them fucks.
Jesus Christ.
You got a five-star fucking hotel for that kind of bread.
Yep.
Jesus God. It's the most corrupt fucking administration in the world. That's all I'm going to say on it. Thank you.
What?
Be good. Take care.
I got 10 years.
Don't stop me.
Okay, go ahead. What?
No, I was just about to say, I'm turning 60 this month, man. That's it. I got 10 years left of me. I got within 10 years left of me. So I don't care what happens anymore. Fuck the world.
Well, that's a cheery thought.
Tony's on his way out.
All right.
And you know what?
I'm glad I feel liberated.
I feel liberated. I like the idea that I'm going to be gone within 60 years, within 10 years.
A liberated old fuck. You
heard
it
right
here.
There you go. Now you have it. There you go.
Now you have it. All right.
There you go.
Don't stop me.
Now, back to our show.
Eat. Up. Or. Raha. Well, look at my baby boy. I know.
There'd be a second applause, but maybe not.
People are loving it.
There
people
you go.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Big.
Oh, wrong cue, wrong cue, wrong cue, wrong cue. Okay, try that way.
Good little pick-me-up. Pretty steady.
There.
Got people
okay.
dancing.
Now. Coming up. Oh, everybody liked that, man. Hip Hop Orca from the old Jetsons. Of course, that was an updated version of that. And I was reading, it was funny, on the YouTube comments on that video, they said, this is the worst song on that album. Whoa.
Oh. No shit.
The good stuff.
Must be damn
good
stuff. Yeah. What was that called?
I'm thinking Hip Hop Orca.
Okay.
Hip Hop Orc, and then in parentheses, UHUH. That's how they spelled it. Hip Hop Orc,
okay.
Of course, it's nothing like the Chinese Yogi Bear, but that I don't even go into that. Now, oh, very special polka tonight.
Okay. Right.
The longy too, so we gotta get on with the polka here. This is called
Lengthy polka. I like it.
This is called the Electric Chair.
Alright. Huh? As in Cher?
As in S H. E-R.
Okay.
My little sister day. My sister. This is a song called Electric Chair.
Okay.
Polka! David Krakauer, man.
And
surprisingly enough,
uh-huh.
Cher plays guitar on this here polka.
All right. Okay.
Cool.
I never understood why I pronounce her name Cher. Why people would say Cher.
Cher. It's just Cheryl with an S instead of a C.
Yeah, no, I mean the Sonny Cher, not your sister, the Sonny Cher. Why do they always call her Cher?
Because that's her name.
No, it's Cher.
Yeah, you call her Mel.
Not Cher. They pronounce it like it's S-H-A-R-E. You ever hear people say Cher?
It is pronounced Cher.
It's Cher.
S-H-A-R-E.
Cher.
Out of here.
Cheryl. Cher. Cheryl. Cher. Not Cher. I used to work with a guy who pronounced it Cheer. I go, what the fuck is Cheer?
Cher. How about Cher? How's that grab you? All right. We got a hit. It's the polka.
All right.
Live from SCTV Studios in Melville.
Hello, I'm Yash Mengi.
And I'm Sam Schmengi.
And we are the Happy Wanderers.
Oh,
think that was long enough.
That's a beauty.
That was
beautiful. Are you liking
that?
The electric chair, man. That's my little sister.
Damn good. It's David Krakauer. Is that his real name? I'm assuming
David Krakauer. Man, he's a super friendly cat, man. He was nice. Yeah. I met him.
Talented, man.
Oh, that licorice stick, be smoking.
Yep.
He'd be blowing on that jet, man. I'll tell you what. Man, I'm so proud of her. What a great life.
You should be.
You know, in a fucking round the world. You know, and I'm realizing now at like 58 that I always meant to go around the world. I just never got around to it, you know? Rolling Rock.
Hey, keep putting it off.
I kept putting it off. And now it's like she's been around the world 12 times, and I'm still sitting here in Ohio going, well, I was thinking of going over to Indiana there for the weekend. See what's over there. Maybe a Klan rally.
Yourself,
I don't know.
Instead, you find yourself going to Jack Gantor's house. There you go.
Shit,
send me a
man.
Postcard from Jack Gantor's house next time you're there.
I don't think the mail runs there, man.
Okay.
he won't take the flyers out of the mailbox. Rolling Rock.
Winner.
Oh, man. So, anyways, thanks, everybody, for coming. You were a wonderful audience. And you know what that means.
Perfect.
Hope everybody's cool and life is goo and, you know.
There you go.
Bloggity bloggity blog. Good wishes and bellwethers and things.
Life is goo.
And oh,
life is goo.
Yeah. Say goodnight, everybody. Goodnight, everybody. Editors! What a cue. What a cue. spinning over the bounding main. We could beam out again.
Here's an El Tijuana original, a romantic Mexican melody I call Chicken Fat. Amigos and amigas from El Tijuana and his Jewish friends. Keep those cards and letters coming to the El Tijuana fan club. Until next time, hasta luego. Or how you say goodbye, booby.
This is the Dumont Television Network.
Monday?
Monday.
Make it so.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
Wait!